1 Corinthians 14, verse number 18. It says, I thank my God, this is Paul speaking, I thank my God that I speak with tongues more than you all. No. Did I say 18?
Yes. Yes, sir.
I thank my God, I speak with tongues more than you all. To speak with tongues more than that Corinthian bunch is a whole bunch of speak, a whole heap of speaking in tongues.
Yes, sir.
They had a lot of abuses in speaking in tongues.
Yeah, right.
Praise the Lord.
Yeah.
If you don't speak in tongues, you can.
Yeah.
Praise God. It's available.
Yes, amen.
And so, but I was listening to a friend of mine preach. He made this statement. He said, the Lord spoke this to him. If my people would pray more in the Holy Ghost, more things would happen that they would thank me for.
Come on. Amen.
Now, that's right there.
Yes.
That's right there. Powerful.
Yes, sir.
If my people would pray more in the Holy Ghost, more people would have, more things would happen that they would thank me for.
Yeah.
Notice Paul had such a move of the Spirit in his life, he said, thank God I speak with tongues.
Yes.
He had a lot happening to thank God for because he spoke with tongues.
Yes.
Amen. Amen. So there's a connection between you praying in tongues and seeing God do more for you.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
I've seen this more and more. In fact, I got stirred up on this here again all recently. I don't know if you've noticed in life, if you're not careful, things will ebb and flow. It can always be flowing, but sometimes it's not because maybe there's something needs prayed out. You know, I go through seasons where I get more unction to pray in tongues. I mean, I pray in tongues a lot, but I get some seasons more unction to pray for more extended periods of time. And I'm in one of those seasons.
Amen.
I wake up in the middle of the night, I just get that urge, praying in tongues. And I always know I'm praying something out.
Yeah. Yeah. Amen.
And how many of you know it's going to make me say, I thank my God.
Yeah.
I thank God. Thank God. Thank God I got the ability to speak in other tongues.
Yes, sir.
Because you pray out mysteries. You pray power into manifestation.
Yes,
you pray revelations through.
Yes.
You pray miracles into manifestation.
Yes, sir.
Praise the Lord. And so we're just going to look at some things about praying in other tongues tonight.
Amen.
And we're not going to take very long. I don't know what time I started. I forgot to look at the clock. Praying in tongues will turn things.
Yeah.
When you don't know how to pray, when you've done everything you've bound, you've confessed. You know, done everything you know to do. Praying in tongues will get you unstuck.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
And so praying in tongues will make power available, the Bible says.
Yes.
Remember, James talks about that in James chapter number 5, verse number 16. King James says, the Amplified Classic, it makes tremendous power available.
Yes.
Dynamic in its working.
Yes.
Amen. You can have the Spirit's help is more accessible to you if you'll pray more in tongues.
Amen.
Amen. The degree of his bigness is you're more aware of his greatness.
Yeah.
You're more aware of his movement on the inside.
Yeah.
And whenever you're aware of it, you can cooperate with it.
Yeah.
And when you cooperate with it, you get the miracle power.
Amen.
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 But some things call for extended seasons of prayer. In Acts 12:5, this is when Peter was in jail. It says, but prayer was made without ceasing of the church unto God for him, for Peter. Weymouth says, rather than without ceasing, long and fervent prayer. There needs to be seasons where there's extended times of prayer. I mean, all of us, some of us, I don't know how many of us, but pray in tongues enough or pray enough. Maybe some of us not in tongues maybe, but pray in tongues or in English enough to stay in basic fellowship with God. Right?
Yes, sir.
But there's some things that come that just, if you don't pray more extended in tongues, it's not going to get prayed through.
Right.
It'll just linger and linger and linger and linger. And you're like, well, my God, what's going on?
Yeah.
Well, that unction on the inside, if you look on the inside, there's something that needs to be prayed out.
Yes, sir.
Amen.
Amen.
And so there's seasons, and I'll be honest with you, I'm in one of those seasons for some reason. I mean, usually whenever I take these extended periods of time, eventually I know what I've been praying out, because bam, there it is.
Yeah.
Amen. Amen. And how many of you know the Lord knows the future better than you know the past? You can pray things out and totally miss one of the strategies of the enemy. Because you dealt with it in the spirit. How many of you know, if you know it in your mind, you can deal with it based on knowledge, your authority, and so forth. But if your mind doesn't know what it is, but you can pray in the Holy Ghost. And sometimes you pray in the Holy Ghost and you get over in the spirit and you'll see what it is. And you'll say, aha, gotcha, in the name of Jesus. That I stopped that in the name of Jesus. I've done that over and over and over. You ever notice we have a problem-free church?
Yes.
You ought to go to some other churches. Maybe not. But anyway, you gotta, no, there's other good churches, but you know what I'm talking about. Because things here, we pastor by the Spirit.
Right. Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
We can tell whenever Brendan's getting grumpy at home and not doing it. No, I'm just kidding. I don't know. I'm just kidding. But no, we can deal with things. Brother Hagin said this. He said, why don't we have more supernatural testimonies? He said, I'll tell you why. Because he said, more folks are not praying in other tongues.
Come on, right.
Now, he said, they may pray a little in tongues in order to keep themselves basic fellowship with God, but they don't take extended amounts of time to wait in his presence, an hour or two or even longer. Oh my God, an hour praying in tongues. You ought to try it. You'll like it.
Yeah. Amen.
I'm telling you.
Yes, sir.
I'm telling you. You might not start out there if you've never prayed in tongues.
Uh-huh.
That might seem like 4 days to pray in it for an hour.
Yeah.
But see, one thing it'll help you to do whenever you pray in tongues, it'll help you get past or help you unhook from your mind.
Yes. Right.
And a lot of times I've discovered some Christians haven't done that. They've never prayed to the place to where their mind finally becomes quiet and all it is just flowing out of here. And boy, I'm telling you, get to that place, it'll benefit you greatly.
Yes, sir. Amen.
Because if you learn, and if it took you an hour and a half to unhook from your mind, you can get better at it and learn to do it in 5 minutes.
Amen. Yes, sir.
Dipping down here.
Yep. Yes, sir.
Glory to God.
Amen.
So that's another benefit of praying in other tongues. Amen. So then he said, when he's talking about these extended times, praying in the Holy Ghost, that's when the Holy Ghost can take hold with them to pray things through or on matters that desperately need to be prayed about. Yeah, sometimes that we're making power available, but we haven't actually unhooked from our mind very much yet. You know, your mind can learn some of the language of tongues that you pray in. There's diversities of tongues, and your mind can learn some of that. And you can actually, now this might sound strange, but you actually can pray in tongues not hooking up much to your spirit. Some of you are shaking your head. You know what I'm talking about. You ever prayed for a while and then realized, wait a minute, I'm so distracted. I'm not. Yeah. Amen. And so these deeper places, Brother Hagin talks about these deeper places. And so he said here, going on, he said, the Spirit of God said to me a number of years ago, I'm giving you a new assignment. Excuse me, this is my, I skipped a paragraph here. This is me. The Spirit of God said to me, I'll tell you this. The Spirit of God told me, I'm giving you a new assignment for this congregation. You remember that a couple of years ago? To train them in the things of the Spirit. Well, there'll be no, praying in tongues is one of the schools of the Spirit, to be honest with you.
Yes, sir.
You want to learn the flow of the Holy Ghost, praying in tongues is where you're going to learn the flow of the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
Because while you're praying in tongues, you'll get unctions.
Yes.
Yes.
You'll have experiences.
Yes. Amen.
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 We're following the Word, not experiences, but you need to be having some experiences in line with the Word.
Yes.
Praise God.
Hallelujah.
And so he told me that that new assignment is to train this congregation in the things of the Spirit. And I'm not satisfied yet where we are. Amen. I'm not condemning anybody. I'm not, beating anybody up. I'm not satisfied with my own life. It's not that I'm in disobedience or I'm not yielding to the Holy Ghost. It's just that I know I've been to some places in the Spirit. And I know what it's like to be over there and your spirit really gets satisfied. You know why some of you are grumpy? It's not because, you know, you just had a bad day. It's your spirit's not satisfied. Amen. Your spirit needs to get his way. When he wants to pray in tongues, when he wants to talk, when he wants to pick up the red telephone line, the hotline to heaven and fellowship with the Father through the Holy Ghost.
Yes.
And you say, well, I'm tired. I'm going to just go to sleep, or I'm, you know, I'm bored. I'm going to turn on the news or whatever.
Yep.
He's not getting his way.
Right.
And so therefore, he's not going to be satisfied.
Yeah.
And you know, you can think, well, why am I not satisfied? I guess I need a vacation. Take a vacation, you're still not satisfied. Well, I guess it's just that I'm hungry physically. Eat a whole bag of Doritos and you're still not satisfied. It's a spiritual dissatisfaction. Praying in tongues will satisfy your spirit. Because he got to talk things over with God. Like he really wants to talk things over with God. Amen. Another benefit of praying in other tongues is you get to pray for the unknown. You know, the unknown, and there's a lot of things that are unknown, but one thing's unknown is the future. You can pray out your future.
Amen.
Bible says if you pray in tongues, you speak mysteries.
Yes.
So that's a huge benefit. Praying things out in the future will keep life from being so such a struggle.
Yeah.
You ever heard me say, when you pray things out, you don't have to work them out, you just walk them out. It's absolutely the truth. Absolutely the truth.
Amen.
Praise God.
Praise God.
I would have liked seen a whole lot of people. Because you need to capture these things. You know, this sermon shouldn't last. This sermon should last beyond tomorrow morning.
Yes, sir.
Oh, it was a good church service. Well, what did you do with it?
Amen.
Amen. What did we do with it? And so these things are... And somebody said, well, I just don't sense much unction to pray in tongues. You don't have to sense much unction to pray in tongues. Now, there's times unction will come. But yet, right on the other hand, there's times where you just give yourself to it. Just because you want a fellowship with God. You ever heard me tell that story about... you know, really, it ended up being that story where I went into the spirit and saw a demon swallowing up that minister. He had run off with a lady in the church and got backslid and so forth. I was praying for him. This is probably, I don't know, 30 years ago, I guess. But you ever heard me say, whenever I had that experience, swallow him not up, the anointing came on me, and I spoke to that spirit, swallow him not up, you have not your prize, three times. And the yoke was destroyed. And he's back out in the ministry today. He repented and everything turned around. I mean, long time ago, he got back in fellowship with God. But anyway, you ever heard me tell that story? You know why I had that experience? Not because I had any unction to pray. I just woke up and I wanted to fellowship with my Father. I had no idea I was going to have that experience. In fact, I just started out just quoting the word. Just fellowship. Thank you, Father, for this. Thank you, Father, for that. Thank you, Father, for that. And then I started, praising God, worshiping God in tongues a little bit. And then I got over into psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs. And then I went over into this.
Amen.
Hallelujah, where I had that vision. Well, what if I'd have woke up and said, I'm tired, I'm going to roll over? I'd have missed that whole thing. How different that man's life would be today. You understand what we're talking about? There are things the Holy Ghost is looking through the earth for somebody to pray about. And it won't always, you won't always have, now you will have unction to pray, but you won't always, sometimes just you want to, you, the reason God uses you is you're available.
Amen.
Or I'm available.
Right.
Because here we are in the presence of God, just worshiping him.
Yes.
Praise God. So extended periods of time, and give yourself to this. Remember the apostle said over there in Acts, it talks about in the sixth chapter, we will give ourselves to prayer.
Amen.
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 Giving ourselves to prayer.
Yes, sir.
Amen. Now, Brother Hagin said, and then here's another thing that you that happens. Whenever you're praying in other tongues, you're praying out the plan of God.
Yeah. Amen.
What do I mean by that? You're so to speak, when I say praying it out, there's kind of two meanings to that. One meaning is you're praying revelation through to where you know what the plan of God is.
Amen.
I mean, Sunday morning, for example. That was Sunday night. Sunday night. God, I didn't know two things that he had dealt with me about were connected.
All right.
You heard me talk about, I don't know how much I said publicly. I think I said some privately afterwards. I made probably things made a little more clear. But publicly, I don't know how much I said publicly, but he showed me two things that he had already talked to me about, and that it was the same thing connected, and I didn't see that. Well, thank God, because I've been praying a lot in tongues lately. Amen. Thank God I've been praying a lot in tongues. Like, oh, I got it. I see it.
Amen.
What do you see, Pastor? I see the plan of God.
Yeah. Yeah.
So that's one thing it means to pray things out. I mean, when you pray in other tongues, you pray out the plan of God. You pray out the revelation of it. You pray out steps to take.
Amen.
The second thing it means is when you pray in other tongues, you lay track for that plan to move forward. A lot of things are grinding in people's lives. You know what I mean, grinding? I mean, they're trying to go forward, but they sound like this. You know, it shouldn't. God's plan, when you pray in the Holy Ghost, is you lay track for that plan to move forward in. You know, a train carries cargo and people, but without a track, it's gonna be very slow going. Amen. And so praying in the Holy Ghost is laying track for the plan of God. Amen. These are just, I could take a whole service on each one of these. But here's another thing praying in the Holy Ghost will do. It'll reroute your mess ups. Oh, I've had some mess ups, but I found praying in other tongues, God will create a road back on track to where it's as if that mess up never happened.
Amen.
You ever been following GPS and you missed one of the turns that Lippy Lady told you to take? Well, Lippy Lady got a little nicer lately. I don't know. I got a new version, and this is really a nice lady now, you know. But anyway, you know, you miss your GPS turn and they'll reroute you.
That's true.
Isn't that right? Get you back on track.
Yes.
Glory to God.
Glory to God.
God's better at GPS than at getting you back on track.
Yeah.
Praise God. Somebody said, I wasted so much time. I'll tell you how to make up time. Bible said, redeem the time.
Yes.
How can you redeem the time? By spending more time in the Spirit.
Yes.
Praying in other tongues. Amen. And you'll make much more progress by praying in other tongues than you will by just praying in English.
Yes, sir.
You ever notice the revivals that since Martin Luther came to restore everything that God's been restoring back to the church? You and I sitting here today enjoy so many things in God that in Martin Luther's day, nobody had a clue about. It's called the Dark Ages, you know. But he stood up by grace through faith, and a revival started. It really was the beginning of the last days outpouring. You might think, no, not back then. Yeah, that was just the beginning of it. But things were being restored. Martin Luther by grace through faith, then the Holiness Revival, then the Pentecostal Revival, and then the Healing Revival, and then the Charismatic Revival. Right?
Yes,
and then the teaching revival.
Yes.
And now we're in the Word and Spirit.
Yes.
Amen. Hallelujah. And you go back through history and you study those revivals. Before they spoke in tongues, they took a long time to come to pass. Took a long time. But ever since the Pentecostal revival, they've been much shorter. Boom, boom. Why? Somebody's praying in other tongues.
Amen.
Things go faster when you pray in other tongues. Hallelujah. Progress is made.
Yes.
Praise God. Things and people are carried to their divine destination because on a speedier way because people have been praying in other tongues. Praise the Lord. Well, I just got a couple minutes. Amen. Another thing praying in other tongues will do, it'll help you. Let me rephrase that. Extended periods of time praying in other tongues. Extended periods of time praying in other tongues will get you into the deeper places of God.
Yes.
Yes. Amen.
Yes.
Praise God. Don't look at your watch. I said 15 or 20. Some of you are mean, I'm telling you. Hallelujah. Say it out loud. Deeper places. This is the place that my spirit gets completely satisfied.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. I said completely satisfied. What is over there in deeper places of the Spirit? In deeper places of the Spirit are deeper moves.
Yes.
Are things beyond just praying in other tongues.
Yes.
Hallelujah. It's God's best. The greatest move of the Spirit, the one that we're really reaching for, is over there in the deeper waters.
Yes, it is.
Let me give you three illustrations. It's like a wave of the sea. That wave of the sea finally crashes on the shore, but it doesn't start on the shore. It starts out there in the deep. You got to go out there and catch it out in the deep. Praying in other tongues takes you out there into the deep and builds that energy out there. And the power of God, you pray and build that up, and that wave comes in with a crash that just changes a lot of people, a lot of church people, a lot of world, you know, unsaved people. Praise God. That's one illustration. Another illustration is like whenever they went out into space. They didn't go out there first time they went out. They didn't go out very far. But they keep learning. See, they had to learn what's out there. Learn that we're not going to come back with radiation. Learn that we're not going to blow up out there, you know, because no gravity. Learn that we'll stay with our bodies won't. They had to learn.
Yeah.
Right? And so they just go out a little bit and then go out a little further. And that's the way we are. We keep on going out, keep on going out, keep on going out. There's deeper places.
Yeah.
Then third of all, and the last illustration, is the Bible calls the place we are in the Spirit, a spiritual house.
Yes.
And a house, you have to do more than just come through the door.
Yeah.
The baptism of the Holy Ghost is coming through the door of a house.
Yeah.
Amen.
Amen.
What if I invited you over to our house for fellowship, food or something, and, you know, to terrorize my cat, and and you came through the front door, and you closed the door, and you just backed up against the door.
Right.
Well, there's a whole lot more for you in the house than the vent by the front door. Right?
Praise God.
Come on in. Have a seat at the table. There's food over here. Right? All kinds of blessings in the house. So that's what praying more in other tongues does. It gets you beyond the initial baptism of the Holy Ghost over into some deeper waters.
Yes, sir.